Here on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Omed Aleph, in the middle of the, a little before the middle of the Omed, it's around six lines before the lines start getting wide. V'hai al ha'oretz miboile lohoitzi sofik tuma tzofa. We had learned last week. The Gemara came with a whole bunch of limudim to tell us, it says, Sheretz, Hasheretz al Haoretz, so, Basheretz Hasheretz al Haoretz, so al Haoretz is coming to tell us that a Achbor Hayom, which is a mouse that is Godel Beyom, as she says, it's a dog that looks like a mouse. Seems that we have catfish, there's mice fish also, it seems. And Aloretz comes to tell us that this Achbor Hayom is not Metam, it's not from the Shmoyne Shchot. And that was the whole sugya. And that's what Aloretz comes to tell us. Frekte Gemore, Vahai al Haoretz mi boile, this drash al Haoretz mi boile lohitzi sofik tumma tzofa. This al Haoretz is coming to tell us, lohitzi sofik tumma tzofa. Let's be, we'll see they have the drash go soon in Rashi, but the din is as follows. There's a Murdike Chiddush, it says over here, that the halacha is that sofik tumei b'shus hayochid sveikei tumei. That means if you have a davar tumei b'shus hayochid, may have a sofik, did I touch the tumei, didn't I touch the tumei? So the din is that I'm tumei mi sofik. That is dafke if the sofik has a mokim. The tumei has a mokim. That means the tumei is kavua b'mkoyim. It's a sofik, did I touch it, didn't I touch it? If the tumah does not have a mokim kavua, which means that the tumah is floating, it doesn't have a chshivis mokim, it doesn't have a kviyas mokim. So I learn out from this pasuk that sofik tumah, if I have a rishus hayochid, that the tumah, I have a body of water that is a rishus hayochid, and there's tumme that is floating on this water, and I may have a suffix, did I touch it or didn't I touch it? Here I say suffix tumme b'shus hayochid sveikei toil. Because the tumme doesn't have a kviyas mokim. The Gemara knows the klez ha-shaila, what if you have a keli floating on water and there's a kezayis mina mace in the keli, is it called, you look at the keli and the keli doesn't have a kviyas mokim, you look at the tumme has a kviyas mokim, abal kaponim, there's a muyim de kechidish in the aloch of sofik tumme b'shus hayochid, that the tumme has to have a kviyas mokim, then we say sveikei tumme. So the Gemara says, you darshan from al ha'oret to tell me that an achbor hayom is bechalal not from the Shmoyne Shchot, and it's not mekabel tumme. This al ha'oret I need for a different droshin gansen. V'hai al ha'oret mi boile lohoitzi sofik tumme tzofet. If the tumah is sofik and is a sofik, if I was negay or not, so the pasuk is telling us that you're not tumah. The Omar Rav Yitzchak bar Rav Dimi al ha'oretz lohitzi sofik tumah tzofa. So the Gemara says parti al ha'oretz ksivi, and the parsha of Shmoyne Shchotzim says twice al ha'oretz. So the first time it says al ha'oretz, it's coming to tell us that a achbor. That an achbor ha'oretz is, achbor hayom is toil. The second time it says Allah is coming to tell us that a tumet sofa, if it is a sofik, it's also toil. That, dafka la'oretz, that the tumet has a kviyas. Let us see Rashi. Zikrashi pachinen ay la'oretz mi boile la'itzi sofik tumet sofa. Zikrashi, sheretz meis, you have a dead sheretz, Sof alamai. He's floating. Sofik noga. Now there's a sofik on the person that he touched. The sheret. Sofik loy noga. Af vershus hayochit zvei keitoy. Umahai kronaf. Gelom bepek basra de nozer. Because there's a stira of tupsuki. One posik says, ksiv hashoyreitz. in der Gemorre darschens Kolmokim Shesheiritz, vafilo alamayim. Hasheiritz is coming to be Mabo wherever a Sheritz is Sheiritz alive, he's metame when he's dead. So we learn now from this, if a dead Sheritz is floating on the water, it's metame. Uchsiv ala oretz, that it's not metame. Okay, tzad kan betumis vaday, kan betumis ofi. Fine, that's the end of this sugya. Tonu Rabono, in the parsha of Shmoyne Tshchotzim, it says, Hatzov Leminehu. So that Hatzov is also, then it says, Leminehu, Aminsov is also also. What is Aminsov? Lahavi Ha'aroid. An Aroid is also, an Aroid is also a type of a sheret. And we'll see as the sugya progresses, it's a big mazik. The Gemara says in Brachas, an aroid meimis, a lachet meimis, but an aroid is a means of, and it's from the Shmeini Shchotzim, and it's metame. Also, Lemineu comes to tell us, v'chein anefilim, v'salamandre, and it means a salamandre also. Now let us see Rashi. We'll explain that the Chassam Sofer enlightens us a little in this Rashi. Zot Rashi, Aroid minatzov minanochesh uboki delakamon. This comes out when there's a chibur between atzov and anochesh, so the child that's born is an aroid. V'chein anefilim sheretz minatzov. It's also a type of atzov. V'salamandre. Sheretz hanoitzer min ha'oil. A sheretz that's created from eish. Me'atzei hodos al yedei kshofim. Vasoch midomei ein ha'oil shoylet boy. If a person, it's noitzer min ha'oil. And from me'atzei hodos al yedei kshofim. Vasoch midomei, and this since it's noitzer min ha'oil, so the salamandra has a skula that it's immune to eish. It's noitzim in oil. Vashsoch midome ein ha'er shaylet boy, v'kim le'rabiki v'damina d'tzofu. Now, the Chassam Sofer says pshat in this Rashi, amod namayse, sheretz ha'noitzim in ha'er ma'atzei hodos al yedei kshofen. There's a eish that is the fuel is atzei hodos, and it's noitza ayedek shav. So he says, first of all, how can you create something with kishuv? Create something means they created a beria, kshavim, smodne. And number two, and what they created through kishuv, that's a min tzov. I mean, this is it. They created through kishuv. This is a min tzov. So the Chassam Sofer says, Amor de Kazach. And with this we'll understand the Hemshech of the Gemara. He says, this Tzov, this salamandre grows from volcanoes. That's, it's Mokim Chiyusoi. In a volcano which there the is with the Horim Shemarikim Eish, that's where the salamandre the salamandre grows. That's where it lives. That's Mokim Chiyusai. This salamandre has a mordic mile to it. If a soch midomai is, you're immune to fire, which is a very valuable asset. Now, Kan Shayla Ben, how do you get a hold of this tzov? To go to a volcano is a little dangerous to get a tzov from over there. The mechashvin, there's a kishuv of chay v'chover, that they can attract nivroim from one place and be mechaber them in another place. They wanted to get them out of the volcanoes, more into civilization. But there's a big problem, because we'll see as the Gemara progresses, their whole chiyus is only in Eish. They grow in volcanoes. So Memela, so you'll get them out of there. They're gonna die right away. So they were they had a kivshon shel eish that was heated for 7 years with atzei hodos, and it seems this kivshon was very hot, and this kivshon was me'ena volcano. If they were able to attract through kishiv, that's chayvechaba, they're able to attract through kishiv these salamandras, and they got them into this kivshon, they were able to exist. Because a kivshon that was nischamim 7 years is me'ena volcano. A salamandra can exist. But now I have them in captivity. Memele, now, and they're pora v'rova there. Now they're living already in, the Chassam Sofer says, just like you, the fish grow live in water. A person can make an aquarium and take them out of the water and put them in the aquarium. So now I have fish. I brought in civilization. I brought an aquarium which fish are nizgadol in civilization, not in Ayam. That's what the Mechashrin did. They made a kivshon that had a heat, a very high heat that was me'ein a volcano. And there were chay v'chavra, they got these salamandras to get into this kivshon. And then they lived in the kivshon, the pol v'chavra, they had a booming business. If you want dam salamandre, smayrdik, you know where to get it from. So this salamandre is be'emes and is a means of. That's what the Gemara says. It's not a created nivra from kishu. They got it from the volcanoes, but they couldn't get close to the volcanoes, so through kishiv, they brought them here. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. And with this, we'll understand the Gemara, the Zamardiki Gemara. So it says in the Pasuk, V'salamandre, a salamandre is a mintzov, Ochshohoyo Rabbi Kive, Magia l'Pasuk ze, Oimer, so he said, Mohoyo Oimer, Morabu Maisecho Hashem, he was not spoiled. Yesh l'cho b'riyos g'deylois bayom, you have bries that their whole chios is in the yam. V'yesh l'cho bries g'deylois b'yaboshe. There's other bries that grow in the yaboshe. She b'yam, but the rabbi morabu maisecha Hashem. The rabbi nishlel made that the bries she b'yam il mole oylois b'yaboshe miyad meisois. They can only exist in the yam. She b'yaboshe il mole yodis liyam. Miyad meisos. Amor dikezach. Do you need oxygen? Do you need water? Rabbein shekmacht asa nivra can only exist with this. Another nivra can only exist with this. Yesh lecha briyos gedeles ba'ur. There's certain briyos that the whole kiyum and existence is only through eish, through the koyach eish. That's the whole chiyus. And that's the salamandra. V'yesh l'chabriyas g'deylois ba'avil. The vakelt, eish is mazik them. Sheba'ur ilmole oylois la'avil miyad meisois. Sheba'avil ilmole yodis la'ur miyad meisois. So when he came to this pasuk of a salamandra, so we saw how the Rebbeinu Shel moravu maisecha Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shel made different nivroim with different Tnoi hachayim. In Teirus Koyinim it says, Mokim chiyus shel ze, misosoi shel ze. Mokim chiyus shel ze, misosoi shel ze. The Rabbi Shem gemacht as a briye, fakir that there's necessary components for chiyus and for this, but what gives chiyus to one is meimis the other. Smorabu meisech Hashem. Zekrashi, let us see Rashi, leposik ze, mishim demayri v'salamandre, this posik is pinyus, it was nishtoimim, and this bria v'salamandre. Yesh lo bria is gedeles boir, salamandre. Zek te gemore, weiter, tono rabono, kol she yesh biyabosho yesh bayom, every nivro that you have in the yabosho, yesh bayom, Chutz min achult. That was the sugya we learned before. Achult is a rat, or a marten, that achult only grows, forget we hear this, there's an achbar hayom, there's an achbar adoma, mice, you have all over. The yam, In v'kalkol sheyesh b'yabosha yesh b'yam, chutz min acholda. Rats only exist on the earth, not in the yam. Omar Rab Zeire, Michael, where does it say in the posik that this uniqueness, that there's one animal that only lives in the yam, in the yabosha, not in the yam? Hazinu kol yoshvei cholet. That we're speaking to the people who live together with the rats. A person has a similarity to a rat. That means he can't live by yam, he can only live by yabosha. And the rat is also this characteristic. Hazinu kol yoshvei cholet. Vosat Rashi, yoshvei cholet, yoshvei haoretz shumokim miyushiv lechudis. That this is a place, the Oretz is a mokim miyushiv lechudis. Now, Samuel de Kazakh, that we're speaking about the Oretz, is the Inyan of Oretz is that, the Inyan of Oretz is that rats live there, rats and people. It's a botna combination. So the Marsha says, Tup shotem. Agavuch, this capital, Hazinu Koyesh Veicholod, Rachman and Islan, you say in the base of Ovo, the whole capital speaks about how a person is insecure on this world. So he says, so the Masho says, Pshat as follows. The person in the rat is the most insecure. Why? Because kol sheb b'yabosha yesh b'yom. So that means afilu a flood will come. So all the minim in the oretz, let's say all animals in the oretz will be wiped out through the flood, but the min is not extinct. You have the yam. Kol sheyesh b'yabosha yesh b'yom. There's two minim that their whole existence is only b'yabosha. The existence is b'yabosha. That means if a sof hamabul comes, a person finished, a tsunami, wiped out, finished, right to Gigangit. And that's a rat also. So that's what the Pasuk is telling us, how fickle a person is. That means the whole mean can only exist on the Oretz and not on the Yom. Chutz min achulde. Omar Rab Zeire, Yahazinu Koyesh Vicholot. Omar Rab Hune Bereit Rab Yeshua. The Yerushalmi says another pshat, what the pasuk compares a rat to a person, because a rat is always goyre. Yitzba v'layeda miyoisfam. That's a person and that's a rat. They have this common tune. You're always gathering and grabbing, you're putting away, who's gonna take it? Yitzba v'layeda miyoisfam. You're putting away and you think you'll have it, that the rat has this characteristic also. Omar Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua. Now there's a machlekes Rashi in Taisvus, and there's Gemara the Baal and the Rashi. Bivri de Narish means that's a beaver. Einon min hayishov. He says, coming to tell us that a beaver is not from a sheretz, a sheretz, al ha'oretz, and this is talking about, and here we're not talking about tumme shrotzim, we're talking about this achilav shrotzim. It says, in posik hasheretz al ha'oretz, this abiva does not, is the kiyuma is in water. He's a water animal. Yeah. Bivin einem in ayishuv. Amar Rav Pope, now we're going to speak about people who lived in certain cities that they were reshoim. Omar Rav Pope b'shamte, he put in cherem Narish, the people, we spoke about the beavers who were near the city of Narish, so now we'll speak about this shtot Narish. B'shamte, he put in cherem Narish, the people of Narish, Tarbei, the chelev, the wealthy ones, mashrei, the skin and the meat, val yosei and the tail. That means from the top to the bottom, they all were reshoim, and he said they all belong to cherem. Eretz, 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 Simi Dvar Hashem, Omar HaPapa, Le'ovo, Narish, Shmoya Dvar Hashem. They were all Rishoyim. Omar Rav Gidol Omar Rav. Now he speaks about the riches of the Anshei Narish. Narsho Nashkech, the people from Narsho, they were excellent Ganovim, Mumchem Sheba Mumchem. So he said, if a Narsho gave you a kiss, Mone Kichech, after the kiss, count over your teeth. It could be you're missing a few teeth already. They were Murdik. That means they were excellent. Naho Pekudo Levoyech, what if someone came from Naho Pekudo? They weren't as Mumchem as these Anshei Narsho, but they also were Ganovim. So if someone comes from the whole Pikudo to be Malava you, he wants to escort you, you should know, why is he escorting you? Not because he wants to keep you company. He saw you wearing a good baggit, a nice baggit. He's walking alone. He'll find an opportunity and you'll be missing your outer garment. That was the Ganovim from the whole Pikudo. Now, if someone from Pumpedisa was Malabi who escorted you, they weren't as mumchim as these two, but he just wants to know where you're going to sleep that night. That's what he wants to know, and then he'll take care of it already. He knows where you're sleeping, so he'll... So Pumpedisoi Levoyach, Ashna Yushpizach. After he leaves, go into a different hotel, please. Because if he knows where you're sleeping, where you're staying, so you can expect someone to come in to to take your nechosa. Omar Ravune Bartuso, Pam Achas Holachti Levad. Levad, Rashi says, we'll see this was a place of Rishoyim, and they were... Mizavge kloyim hoyu. They used to take two minim and bring two minim together. They were mabia one min on the other min. I was in this mokim and I saw something very interesting. Voroisi nochosh shu koruch al hatzov. I saw a nochosh was very interested to be together with Atzov. It was Koruch Achel. He saw that. Leyomim, after a few years or amount of time, Yotza Aroid mi Beinayim. So an Aroid came, and that's we said Aroid comes from the Chibur of Anochosh and Atzov. Shabosi Lifnei Rabbi Shimon Achosid. So he came to Rabbi Shimon Achosid. Omar Li, so he told me, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll see in a minute, this is not a normal thing what happened over here. This chibur of Anochosh with Atzov is not normal. So he said, you have to understand, how did this come about? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heim Heviu Berye Shaloi Barosi Beilomi, they brought, these people were Mabiyah, Minim, one on the other, they created new Minim, which I did not create. So I'm going to make a beria which never was created, but a mirdik amazik, this aroid is a mirdik amazik, that's a mide keneged mide. So memele, that's pshat, this aroid, which comes about from a chibur of a nochosh and a tzov, is a mirdik amazik, and this is a mide keneged mide. Frek the Gemara, how can an aroid come out of a nochosh and a tzov? We learned as follows: kol shetashmishon v'iburon shove yordin umegadlin zeh mizeh. That means that if you have two minim, in the oifen hatashmish is the same. That means by animals it's ponim keneged ocher, by people it's ponim keneged ponim. The iburon shove and this man ha'ibur is the same. So then yodin megadlin zemizeh. So then it's shayach that we could have by two minim, let's say by an animal, two animals, that's tamishan, tashmishan shove, upon him kenegedoyref, and this man ibori shove, is yodim, so they can have children one from the other, umegadlin zemizeh, and one can be yoinik from the other. One can be yoinik from the other. They have a similarity. V'chol she'ein tashmishan v'iburon shove, but if this man ha'ibur is not the same, ein yodin umegadlin zemizeh. So it's impossible to have a child. So the Gemara asked Akasha, so how could an aroid come out from a nochosh and atzov? Atzov Rashi says, shisha chadoshim de zman ibor, a nochosh is 7 years. How could you have such a, yeah, omar rav, nes besoich nes. Nes besoich nes. Like the Gemara, hai puranusuhu. We'll see what the two nisim are. This is a poronius, it's a nes. Someone says, yeah, my nes besoich nes la poronius. The Rabbeinu Shalom made a nes in the teva, that since these people were mekalkal the teva, and they created new minim, so the Rabbeinu Shalom said, so you'll see that I'll make also a new min, which al pi derech a teva is impossible to come about in this world. It will come about. That's a midah keneged midah nes besech nes l'poronis. What are the two nisim? So here the Shita Mekabetza says the nes was that the nochosh was misavet to the tzov. That's a nes. That apidel chatevi each min is misavet l'minoi, not l'she'enei minoi. So there was one nes that was misavet, another nes that was Nisaber, and so these were the two Nisim, and these were Amida Keneged Mida. Zot Rashi, Bishamta Narish, Chloima, Koye Shverishoim, Kulam Yu Bishamta, Tarbei, Moshei, Val Yisei, Achelev, that's the Tarbei, Boirim Aboso, that's the Moshei, the skin with the meat, Paalye, Chloima, Kumon, kikotn, kagodl, da ol rishoim. Loi ova, narish, lavisha, kulam, ayu rishoim. They don't want to listen. Narsho, nashkich, monei kochich. Im nashkoch, echad, me yeshve, narish, menei shinayich, im timtse, kulam. Afterwards, count your teeth. Ki murze kanavu, der murzokim for ganov. Nahar pekudo, im me yeshve, nar pocket. Is livyeich nislave imoch baderech, he escorted you, miglime shapira dechoz yeloch. The reason he escorted you, machme sharoloch talis no, vedaite legoin bo, he wants to steal it, nischaber imoch. Ashnei ushpizech, if someone from Pumpadise escorted you, so change your in. Shalayeda heichon mishkav, tishkav, you shouldn't find out where you're sleeping. Shaganovim mumchim heim, deganovim mumchim. Lavad mokim rishoyim ambabi ekeloim. Koruch alatzov, kol sho oyom motzi etzloim. Oyoniska kima, can you bring bekdushin? That's krucha means that we're keseda nischaber zayim zayim. Betruchim acher, bebechoyres chazer shekoruch acharochu. Loim nimshach vishoychen etzloi tomit. Yotza arayd mebinei, voyenoyshech minei odom omeimis, nubuz mamash ashek lecha mazik, kebrine bebroches, gabi arayd arabchanine bendoise. An sheivad hein eviyu, mizavgik loyim oyu, afani yovileim berye behayna arayd. Tashmishin shobesh, mishamshin shneim ponim kineged ponim, gen odom, ponim kineged oyrev, kigen behayme, ויבורן ימי איבו, יודם זה מזה, מסעברם זה מזה, ומגדלם, מניקים זה בנוי של זה. ימי איבור, אישו נוחש, אין אישו, ולוי לשרץ, ובהימה, בחי, כדמרי נפה כמה זה בחיירס. שור וחמין איש חוצם, לשישה חדושים, ונוחש, לשבע שונים, ומין נוסם, לא יישא ראש, נוחש, לא ימצינו חובה, there's no חובה, to a nochosh that have the same amount of the chodshei ibo. Aich yotzei oisei aroid mitzov u minochosh. נייס וסך נייס לפרון יספטי לי פורה מן הראשוי. תמיד כנגד מיד, they were משנה את הטבע, so the boy who made a שינוי הטבע to be managed them. זוגת תויספס, אני בברי דנריש, אינו מן הישוב. פריש בקונטרס, בברש בלעס, this is beavers, שאין לויקן עליהם שמשרץ השוירץ, שאין גדי לויס במים. Rabbi Netam Oymer, not Bivri Dinarish, which Rashi learns, that's the beavers that lived around Narish. Rabbi Netam is Goyres, Bivri Vinarish. These are cities, Vayoresheim, Kedamashma Beketzed Ma'abrin. The mother says, Hani Malais Umurdois, the hills, and the Malos Amirdis, that means you have to go up, you go down. There was a very hilly place, the Bivri Venarish Askinon. Askinon made us old. We got old young. That means they said, B'chatzi Yemeim, they got old, because it was such a hilly place, so they got old young. Askinon, we became Zekanim at a young age. Be'kama the Saita, so we see Al Kaponim, Bivri Venarish were cities. Bivri Venarish. Pekama the Saita Gabi Vieira Chimshin Timnosa Vial Yuda Timnosa Ma Papa Hoda Timnesa Void Magi Sisalka Bahai Nachi Kubai. And so it says Timnos was similar to Bardino Ubivri Vishuki Denarish. So we see that these were places. Bivri and Narish were places. Vekoi Hochi Akro Da Isalel Azinu Kol Yoishvei Cholet, there are Yoishvei Cholet, people who live on the world, on the earth. The Komor Dahani Einon Min HaYishuv. That means these people, Yishuv Oilam means they can live together. That's what Mechavusa wanted to say. So they, if you have people who are Ganovim, and his whole Tachlis on this world is what can he take away from Yene, so that's not called Yoishvei Oretz, that there's no Yishuv over there. They're not miyashiv the oretz. That's why it's called yeshvei ha'odah. That's why it ain't a mina yishuv. Klaimim, kama dahani ain't a mina yishuv. Klaimim chal yeshvei cholot. Kirishoymei, chiyayitze b'zeh omapai kama dikdushim, kol sheinu lebemikra, lebemishna, lebederach eretz, ain't a mina yishuv. Ayinu dava papa besomor, b'sham tonarish. That's a Tosfos learns pshat in the sugya. Now, a new Mishnah, a new sugya. Before we start the Mishnah, let us just say one halacha to appreciate the Mishnah. The halacha is like this. Eva min achai, if you cut off an Eva, bosa gidim v'atzomas from an animal, so that Eva is metamek in the veil. Like it's an avatum, it's metamic in the veil. When the animal is alive, this aver is metamic in the veil. What if I take off a chunk of meat from a live animal? It's not metamic whatsoever. That's the halachas we have to know so far. An aver min achai, you chopped off an aver, it's an avatum. An abosa min achai is not metamic whatsoever. Now, we're going to speak about ha'aver v'habosa hamiduldolim. We have here an Eva and a Bosa that are dangling from an animal. And we'll see that between you and me, this is speaking about that there's a very minute chibur between this Eva and the animal. And the Sam Sefer says on Amud Beis, we have a klal. If Reiv of the Eva is cut off, so it's not connected anymore to the Behemoth. And here we're Zichah speaking about also that you can't patch it up. It'll never grow back. It's finished. It will never grow back. So we'll see two Chiddushim. One Chiddush we will see, that it's not metame al teva min achai. Amar de kechidish. That means even though theoretically it's he has no connection at all with the animal. Afal piken, it's not matama even minachai. It's connected. There's still a connection. So this chibah, how minute it might be, accomplishes that it's still attached to the animal, and it's not an eva minachai. But that we're going to see another chiddush. Afal piken, that's legabi tumas eva minachai. Legabi tumas oichlin, if someone was machashiv that a goy should eat it, well, the poshev, the yid arosh would eat it also, but it has a shame oichl. That means, even though a live animal does not have a shame oichl, and is not mekabel tumas oichlin, this eva hamedudul, so you split the hair. Legabi eva minachai, it's called eva minachai, still attached to the animal. Legabi hilchas tumas oichlin, it's it has a shame oichel. If you machashet it, it's mekabel tumas oichlin. We consider it has no shaykhas with the animal. It's a piece of meat, and it's mekabel tumas oichlin. That is the first halacha in the Mishnah. Let us see. Ha eva bahabosa hamidul dolin. You have an eva and bosa which are meduldo, which are dangling. Bibehema is metamim tumas oichlim bimkoimon. Even though they're still attached, we consider them, they have no shaykhis with the animal, and they can get a tumas oichlim. Utsrichen hechsha, and you have to be machsher, it needs hechsha also. That means every machel, in order for it to be mekabel tumi, you need one of the same mashkin shefol on it. So if there was hechsha, it's and you are machshiv to eat it, it's mekabel tumah. Let us see Rashi. Hamadudolim bibehema, it's dangling from a behema. Nitlash mimeno eva, which is bosa gidim vatsavas. Oy nitlash mimeno bosa levadoi, or a piece of meat was nitlash. Vadayin hein mu'urin bo bimiktus, but there is a minute connection between, with the eva and the animal. V'yesh hefrish bein eva minachai labosa minachai. Now, the Rashi's longest halacha when they're completely separated. She eva mitame odom v'keilim kinevela. And eva minachai is an avatume. V'aboso she einei eva toil miklum. K'dalifini lakaman bepirkim. Bim kaimon afal pi Shehain Michuborim, even though they're still attached, im chishev aleihem lachilon loivet kechovim, there's a din machshove helps by something which is not oimid lachile, but is roi lachile. So if the mistama, the Bala Behemoth thought, he'll give it to eat to a goy, Havi oichel lekabel tume, so this machshove, a machshove is sufficient, havi oichel lekabel tume, uletame achayrim. The tumas atzmon, tumas eiver, ein behemach yitlishu kulon, kirefine bigmore. Havi mekabelim tume min asheretz, metamim bo es achayrim. I have a difficulty to understand this halacha, the halacha says as follows. We have, let's say, let's talk about a piece of meat. We have a piece of meat that is dangling from an animal. So we say that halachically, it has a shame oich. If you're machash, that means it's not, people usually don't eat it in such a amount. But if you're machashiv to give it to a goy, and the goy eats it, so it has a shame oich. Now, lachayre, when you're going to give it to a goy to eat, I mean, if the goy is going to eat it, it's not attached anymore to the behemoth. I mean, whatever he eats, I don't think it means that the goy is going to chew it and still leave over the connection. I don't know, maybe that's pshat in the Mishnah. That means that it's connected with a small thing of him, and he's going to give the goy to eat it, and the goy is going to... But whatever he eats, it's nifrash from the behemoth. So L'chaire, it's difficult to understand. We need a machshove on something which is now attached to a behemoth. The Mishnah says a chiddush, even though it's attached to the behemoth, but since this is a very minute chibur to the behemoth, it can get a shem oichel. But if you think to give it to a goy, now if you'll give it to a goy to eat, so it gets a shem oichel. L'chaire, when the goy eats it, it's not attached anymore. L'chaire, when he eats it, so I don't understand how the machshove to give it to a goy gives it a shem oichel before tozman it's attached. L'chaire, when the goy eats it, it's not attached anymore. I don't understand this too well. But al kaponim, that's what it says over here. So memele, it says that, so it's, if there was a machshove, it's mekabotume, masheret, metamacherim, utzrichen hersha, lovoi, bamayim, pamachas, and needs hersha, lachesh, and idaldolo. Because vishuv, mekabolim, tumelomis. Then it's called an oichel, it's mekabotume. So Rashi asks, by an Eva, it's going to be a Marava Tumah, when it gets separated. So since it's, so we have a klal, Kol Shesoife L'Tamei Tumah Chamura, is, does not need Hechsha Sheret, does not need Hechsha Mayim. That means something that has a Petabachiyya, the Gemara Darshan's Ma Zera Shein Soifei L'Tamei Tumah Chamura. Zera will never become an Avatumah. So Zera that never become an Avatumah needs Hechsha Mayim. But something that eventually will be an Avatumah does not need Hechsha Mayim. It is Metame, let's say, Anivlas Eiftomei. Anivlas Eiftoyer. That is metame bebeis abli is mekabel tumen. They don't need hechsher because it has a potential of seifel tame tumen chamur. So Rashi asks that this eva will become an ava tumen. So why do you need hechsher mayim? So Rashi says look me mebay eva she seifel tame tumen chamur. So therefore, why do you need hechsher mayim? The ene metame tumes eva minachai ad sheyomos. It's not an eva minachai. It has to die first. No, it's gonna die eventually. Maybe he's gonna shecht it. Oh! Ben shechita is a nipple. And if he shechts it, it will not be an eva minachai. If he shechts it, it won't be an eva minachai. It won't be metame. So memele, so that's for it's not safe in the tame chamura. That's what Rashi says about it. Let's go, let's finish the Mishnah. Nishchato habeheimo. What happens if you shechted the behemoth? Now, if you shechted the behemoth, it doesn't become an eva menachai. So then, hulshiru bidomeho. So the dam shchite is machshir the behemoth and the eva hamedudo. Nitaru, what does Rashi say? Nishchata behemoth, nitaru midatamei oid mishum nevela. So now, it's tamatamatumas nevela. Kedomri nebehem hamakashe. Even though he now did it, because it was Nidaldo, Charles of Midrais, Midrabono, or because we were in Makash, we were also in the Treife. Midi Nevela Tiaroi. But now it doesn't have too much Nevela. Then Shrita is a nipple. The Shrita does not make that after the Shrita consider like it was separated before. So I say it's now separated. If it was geshochten, you do not need another hechsher. The dam shchit is machsher. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Oima loy hechsher. It does not become muchsher. Meisa habehema. What happens if the behema died? Haboso tzorich hechsher. So the boso, now the behemah died. So if the behemah died, we'll see, misa oise nipple means that after it dies, even though it's still mechubel, we consider like this piece of meat separated beef as soon as it became bedudu. That means, kol zman, I have a behemoth, a live behemoth, and I have a piece of meat that's medudu. Kol zman that it's medudu, kol zman it's medudu, it's nothing. It's considered as a chelik of the behemoth, it's not bos minachai, it's not eva minachai. Meisa ha behemoth, what happened if the behemoth died? Ha boso tzorich echsher. So now the boso, I say, misa ois in nipul, I consider kilo the boso was nifrish pechaya behime. It's not pesar nevelo, it's boso minachai. So it's a piece of meat, so you need hechsher for to be mekabotumai. Ha eiver metame mishum eiver minachai.